Our time is 7:52, second Thursday of each month. We check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, monthly legislative update. Good morning, Representative Meskers. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
All right. All right. The session is over. Going to give us an overview, your thoughts about how things went.
You know, it was a tumultuous session. Ultimately, you know, there's so much going on in Washington, so much conflict that, you know, that spilled into a couple of bills that were raised that either did or didn't get hearings and didn't get voted on. But overall, it was relatively productive. A lot of noise, but a productive session. I'd have to summarize it as.
All right, give us some things you want to focus on as far as productive commerce bills from the Commerce Committee, right?
Yes, yes. Well, first off, we held a hearing on the apprenticeship ratios. And ultimately, I drafted legislation. It ended up going through the General Law Committee, but it was a bill to open up the trades for more apprenticeships. So there had been some constraints in the legal structure. It was getting hard for people to get to their apprentice jobs, and those apprentice jobs over a course of about 5 years ultimately lead to journeyman's jobs, the licensed plumbers, electricians, HVAC. And we were able to open that up, free it up, so that there was a limitation before where if you were running a small HVAC shop, you could hire three journeymen and only three apprenticeships. And we found out that it was really a constraint of opportunity for all of our trade schools that we run in this state, et cetera. So we changed the law, and now we're allowing up to eight journeymen with eight apprentices before we start putting limits on the number of apprentices. So it should get people, you know, a pathway to a really solid middle-class life. So I was pleased to see that done. That was, I think, while it came out of general law, I think it was a crowning achievement from us. The second thing we did that I was very pleased with, and I'd mentioned before, was we finally completed over a five-year program and project, the move from a transfer act to a release-based act. Very technical in terminology and language, but essentially it's moving us to a more simplified way to remedy toxic soil, to get properties back under redevelopment. So that should spur economic development in our cities, all of our mill towns, you know, Waterbury, et cetera, all the places that were turn of the century, and that being the 19th century, turn of the century into the 60s as mill and refining towns, the, you know, I think Waterbury, I'm pretty sure that's one that was known as Brass Capital. So we worked on that in terms of getting, facilitating reform of the Toxic Soil Act or the Release-Based Act. And lastly, we pushed through with the bonding committee. And it's not, if you want to think of it as bonding, but it's bonding as a form of borrowing. It's grants, and we raised the grant levels from about, I think close to $100 million now, 50 per year in each of the following 2 years, to do brownfield remediation work. So it kind of couples with the work of we've simplified the process to fix up those properties. We've increased state funding, and that state funding will both provide employment as we do the funding, but it's going to be able to help clear out some of the problem sites in our cities for commercial and residential redevelopment. So it shows a good opportunity to grow the state, or grow the state's economy, not the state itself. Hmm. So I was pretty pleased with those as significant pro-business agendas. Was they also working through bonding to try to secure some funding for Mystic, Connecticut. And that's basically to help grow the tourism industry in the state. You know, tourism represents about 20% of the state's economy, and I'd like to see that grow, because I think it provides job opportunities, economic growth, and tax receipts. So not more taxes, but more people out at the restaurants at our tourism sites, more people from out of state going into Connecticut. So those, I think, were the major accomplishments. I think all the bills that I was able to bring through Commerce that were material probably garnered, I think the low vote I got was 125 out of the 151 representatives, and I think on average I was probably closer to 140 out of 151. So they were good bipartisan bills with strong economic support. So I was very happy with that.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, what's do you think is going to happen with the housing bill, and what do you think should happen with the housing bill?
Well, you know, clearly there are problems with the housing bill. I've received many complaints and many concerns about the housing bill. I and Hector both voted no on the housing bill. I felt there was an overreach. There was a limitation on parking. There seemed to be too much of a focus on development, particularly in Fairfield, and without the appropriate resources to get some of that done. So I think, you know, housing is a statewide and national crisis. Something has to be done to for middle-level housing for our workforce, for our police, for our firemen, for our teachers, and for the homeless issue. But I think it has to be shared and borne widely. So I think anything that, you know, basically infringes on our mandate or our local rule is always something I'm cautious about. You know, I said before last year people were concerned. There were signs with skyscrapers. I think it was an overreaction. But look, I was born in the Bronx. I lived in Brooklyn for 15 years. I often say if I wanted to live next to skyscrapers, I would have stayed in Brooklyn or potentially stayed in the Bronx. I think, you know, the community and the suburban and rural nature of the communities, we need to figure out how to protect that. And we need to figure out if there's a way to provide some space for, you know, our kids who want to work and live in our neighborhoods, our seniors, and our workforce. And, you know, it's going to be an ongoing struggle to find the right balance because you don't want to, you want to enhance and not destroy. And so I'm always conscious and concerned about how we do go about that development.
All right. State Representative Stephen Meskers, we've run out of time. Thanks very much for your time. We'll talk again next month.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. Take care.
State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us on the second Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. WGCH.